This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Pope Francis forces a rethinking on panhandlers and homeless. Living and working in urban areas around the world, whether we admit it or not, we all adopt highly individualized personal policies about how to deal with personal interactions with panhandlers and homeless, whether we admit it or not. Pope Francis, speaking to a homeless zine in Italy, sort of shamed almost all of those urban survival strategies with some very simple statements that serve as a reminder that a basic moral code and compass still deserves a central place in modern life. The Pope plainly stated that it was always the right thing to give to the homeless, period. When I asked if that was true, even if you thought it was joy for the next bottle of wine, he replied that if that was the only joy being felt in their lives, then essentially, who were we to begrudge or judge? And that's not all. He argued when you loosen the grip on those small pieces of change or that crumpled loose dollar, don't just toss it over. He counsels that we at least look the person in the eyes or, if close enough, touch their arm or hand so that we provide some basic dignity to the exchange. I can guarantee you that none of that has been my policy. Around the world where poverty is epidemic, I've specialized in avoided eyes, straight back, and unbroken stride in Latin America, India, and Africa. I've never wanted to be stereotyped as a rich American rather than an organizer. I've rationalized that I've given my life at this office and in the streets, so to speak, so I've essentially punched my own ticket for a free pass. Even at home in the U.S., I've simply nodded or dismissed direct requests with a sorry and a quick slip. On drive-by requests at stoplights, I've just averted my eyes and kept driving. My general policy has been never to really start, because where will it stop? Contrary to what believers might still hold, the Pope is not perfect and neither is the Church, and that doesn't assuage any feelings that I might have that my position has to change. Next to the Pope's advice, it seems small, cold, and worse, inhumane. His position confronts my own view of myself. I love people and am dedicated to my work with and for them and their inalienable rights to dignity and respect, yet the Pope is called to question my position as a casual callousness that defies and denies not only dignity and respect, but basic humanity, which would seem the least we have to offer our fellow travelers in this world. So what's to be done? I'm not suddenly Mr. Moneybags or Daddy Warbucks, and I still want to believe my life's work is my real contribution, but my rationality for not engaging in doing my small part has been punctured. We have an often neglected family plan we picked up from a friend of saving every $5 bill for whatever. Looks like I'll be putting all my change into a special Pope Francis pile for the homeless and panhandlers, trying to make it in the best way they can, just as the rest of us are doing. And rather than a handout, which I hate, I can certainly give a handshake, which speaks more loudly than my little money to our universal condition, sharing not just the street, but as fellow members of the team in humanity of the world. Seems the least any of us can do. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.